Hello, Bass fans. I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio. And with me today is a special guest, not only because of the FLW Trail and what she's done there, but because of all the things that are going on for ladies in the world of professional bass fishing. And with me today is Judy Israel. And Judy, I guess the first thing we need to talk about, of course, is your victory on the FLW Tour. You kind of cut new ground there.
Well, yes, it was very, very exciting down in Shafalaya Basin.
You had a great victory down there, you know, and everybody talks about, you know, maybe this is cutting new ground for the ladies out there in the sport, but you've been doing this for quite a while. You've had some pretty good success even before this victory.
Right. In the FLW Tour, I have 10 top 10 finishes already to my belt, so but no number one. So this was my first number one. I mean, I had a BFL win, but my first FLW win.
Well, you can tell by how she talks that she's not from Florida, but that's where you live, and I guess the weather down there has been phenomenally good there at Okeechobee.
Oh, the weather is wonderful, and the fishing is even better.
Well, you're a transplant from the northern part of the country, and one of the things I think probably has played into your advantage because you get to fish a lot more now that you're relocated.
Right. It does play to your advantage that I am able to practice a lot, but remember that Lake Okeechobee, 6 feet is deep water, so when you go into a lot of the tournaments and you're fishing Carolina rigging or fishing in 20 feet of water, that's something that I'm not able to practice down here in Lake Okeechobee.
Right, that's exactly right. Now, one of the techniques that you used at Shafalaya was you were flipping, and you've told me in times past that probably isn't a technique that you like that well.
No, I never, ever flip in a tournament. Matter of fact, I had to borrow a friend's flipping stick in order to win this tournament because I only had one, and I had tied on two different things, a BB Cricket and a tube, so I needed two sticks in order to win this tournament.
Well, that BB Cricket has really taken off. It's made by Gambler Corporation, and Mike Sermon's doing well also on the pro side, but on the co-angler side, you've done very, very well with it throughout the year as well.
Right, exactly.
Well, let's talk a little bit about maybe some of the things that, you know, we can look forward to, you know, as the ladies really start showing up in these tournament trails. It's got to be neat for you, you know, cutting this new ground, cutting a new swath for the ladies. A lot of us believe that the ladies are going to do very, very well out there on tour.
Well, there's no physical gender limitations to this type of sport, so I think that women can succeed. I think that we need to get young girls started at an early age. And I think that can bring them into the championship ranks faster.
Well, tell me, what got you started? I mean, as a professional angler, now we know the kind of the story of Judy Israel, but tell me about what got you started. What made you start liking this bass fishing business?
Well, my husband and I joined the FLW, 7.5 years ago for one reason, just to see America. It wasn't for bass fishing as much as to go around the country. We had never really bass fished with artificial lures. And we just decided to join, and who could teach us better than these great pros on the tour? So we just joined to see America, to be with nature, and to meet great fishermen. But it became a lot more than that as we went on.
It's very evident that you've met a lot of great anglers, but now you're one yourself, you know. I mean, is the autographs and some of those kind of things starting to come your way?
Oh, yes. Lots of great things.
Well, tell me about a few of those, if you could.
Well, I'm now with the Land O'Lakes team, and we go all over the country. We run Walmarts, and we do a lot of fun zones, and we sign autographs. We go to different shows. I've been at different sports shows, different arenas. It's just been unbelievable. I've been written up in the New York Times. I've been in USA Today. I've been on TV. I've just been in the Dodge Owner magazine. I've just been in Field and Stream, and I did all this without even having to go to jail. It's amazing.
Yeah, you did something positive. That's kind of a change, isn't it?
Well, you Absolutely. Know, coming from the Bronx to this is just unbelievable.
Well, from New York in particular, you know, you don't think of that being the hotbed of fishing. You know, the southeastern part of the country gets that reputation. But it seems like if you know the techniques and you can go out there and you start to learn those, and as you mentioned, you got to fish with a lot of pros there to be able to help you tune your skills, all of a sudden, then things start falling together for you.
Yes, it's amazing. These guys have given their time before tournaments and taken me out pre-fishing, and I've learned so, so much from them. And I have to, part of my win goes to these great guys who have taught me so much.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the FLW Tour and you know, the kind of the importance of what's going on over there. Irwin Jacobs, of course, now with the first prize of $500,000 to the winner of the FLW Championship, that's got to be kind of a neat pot of gold at the end of the rainbow to shoot for.
Right. Now fishermen can finally make a great living at fishing. It's just amazing. I mean, in some of the tournaments, I mean, if you come in 50th place, you bring home a check of $10,000. So fishing is just opening up. It's just a great field to be in, and especially with women, because this is one of the only sports that men and women can compete on the same plane for the same amount of money. So it's just fabulous.
Well, you start thinking about it, really, as you mentioned, there's no, you know, limitation with sex or gender, but there's also no age limitation. You know, you think about some of these guys that are out there, some of the ladies that are out there that are getting, you know, in their 50s and 60s, they can still fish with the young guys.
Absolutely. I'm a grandma, so I'm someone to show proof of that. I mean, I started fishing after I retired from my first career.
Well, that's outstanding. Now, let's talk a little bit about the things you like to do. We know you don't like to flip very much, but it came pretty handy for you at Shafalaya. But what are some of the things you really like to do? You like throwing topwater?
I like to throw topwater. I like to throw spinnerbaits. I like to throw jerkbaits. And when I was having a discussion with another interview, someone said to me, "Wow, you like to do everything fast." I said, "You're absolutely right. I guess that's the New York in me. I just like to fish fast."
Well, you think about power techniques, and a lot of those things you mentioned are power techniques. And, you know, a lot of the anglers who had great success, the Kevin Van Dams of the world, they're power fishermen, and it seems like it plays pretty well in the bass fishing business.
Exactly. I mean, as much as your lure is in the water, as many times as you're going to catch a fish, you can't keep your lure out of the water. If you keep it moving, you have a great chance of catching more fish.
Well, you know, it's been several years, Bass and Gals and a lot of the ladies' trails have been out there. The lady anglers have had a reputation of being good anglers for a long time. But a lot of you now are starting to find out that you can compete on the men's side pretty well and starting to really take that charge a little bit farther along than just in your own individual trails.
Right. If you can realize, I mean, I have so much passion for this sport. I mean, I can fish 12 hours and then I want to fish 14 hours. And I think that as long as you have that passion, anyone can succeed in this sport.
Well, you've got a great support mechanism there at home. Your husband travels with you and has been a pretty viable co-partner in this business as well, right?
Oh, he is so wonderful. He really is. He's a great supporter of mine. And I'll always say this, and whatever lure we have in the house, whatever is mine, and whatever is mine. So if we have something, if he has something that's working good, he'll always give it to me to let me win the tournament.
Well, you know, you look back over the years, Judy, and as you mentioned, you started late, you know, as far as a tournament angler, but the success ahead's got to be exciting for you as well. Now you get that first win under your belt. You have to be very, very excited about what the potential holds for the future.
Exactly. Now the end of May, I'm starting the Everstart Northern Trail, and I'm going to be a boater on that side. And so a new career again is opening up, so I'm really excited about that.
Well, let's talk about your sponsorships a little bit. You know, you mentioned Land O'Lakes, and they have another lady angler also on their team. But it's kind of neat to see some of these non-endemics getting in the sport, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I mean, Karen and I are great, great friends, and we work together when we're fishing. And, you know, she helps me, and I try to help her, too. And it's just wonderful to have that camaraderie going along together.
Well, as you look at the trail and what Irwin Jacobs has done, you know, as far as the non-endemic sponsors in particular, you know, he's bringing in lots of new people, lots of new energy.
It's just wonderful. It means more money to the anglers and just more potential going on for this great sport of bass fishing. It's just endless, it seems.
Well, as you look at the television now, and now with Bass Fan Radio, a lot of the other things that you mentioned, a lot of the newspapers are now covering this sport as a primetime sport. What do you think the future holds for bass fishing?
I just think it's endless. I just think that hopefully that we're going to be like NASCAR is going to be, and we're going to be like golf is going to be. I just think, you know, it's just a couple of years away. We're just going to blossom, and it's just going to mean big bucks for everyone.
Well, Judy, again, congratulations on the Shafalaya Basin tournament win, Boy, I tell you, every time I pick this thing up now, or I pick those press releases up and we're watching the news, we're looking for Judy Israel to see what she's going to do. And thanks for being with us here on Bass Fan Radio.
My pleasure. I've had a great time. Thanks again.
I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio.